This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Transparency International, the anti-corruption NGO, is calling for immediate action by world leaders to outlaw secret and anonymous companies. The renewed appeal came after the Panama Papers, a massive leak of financial documents that revealed the offshore holdings of 140 politicians and public officials, including 12 current and former world leaders, who used more than 200,000 of these tax havens to hide their wealth. Maximilian Haywood is the advocacy coordinator for Transparency International, and he spoke to me earlier about this issue.
I think it's definitely going to make a big difference because there's been work going on in this field for quite a while. It just hasn't really reached the public attention as much as it has since this leak has been revealed, right? So coming on top of different plans and commitments that governments have made, it's now hopefully going to be added to all that's going on and really drive action and change. That's what we're very hopeful about.
Are you surprised by the scale of just how many of the world's most powerful people are making use of these tax havens? Or do you think this data leak, massive though it is, has just exposed the tip of the iceberg and there's so much more going on out there in these havens?
I think absolutely this is just a small example. I mean, this is just one single law firm in one country. There are thousands of these law firms and different operators offshore offering these kinds of services, and not just offshore, also in leading G20 countries. There are different kinds of arrangements like this that can still be set up. So this is definitely just the tip of the iceberg. There's an estimated $7 trillion stashed in offshore places. So this is definitely just a first example and the first peek behind the curtain, as it were.
And if all that money that is stashed away, if a lot of it was being used by these people to pay their taxes, it would be a very different kind of world, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, and it's not just tax. What's coming out of these stories so far is also about corruption, so money being stolen from the public purse or different kinds of abuses of power by powerful politicians. There's also simple crime and fraud. So it's a very, very mixed bag of things that people want to hide. And this is all enabled by the secrecy that is provided by these offshore anonymous companies. Once you have one, you have a whole menu of things you can do. And so the question is, that is why we think that's the root cause that has to be attacked. There has to be a crackdown on these anonymous companies.
So what are your key recommendations to try, as you say, to end the ease with which these people can use these havens to launder illicit gains, hide their wealth, dodge or evade taxes or whatever?
Well, the thing is that the technical solution is incredibly simple. This is a very rare problem where it's so big, but the technical solution is really easy, which is every country in the world should have a public register, a public list of who owns each company. And if that were available, it would become much more difficult to use these shell companies. In fact, the whole industry would probably be rather severely diminished. But this technical solution is not being implemented by governments. The solution has been known for many years, but there hasn't been enough political pressure and enough will to actually turn these recommendations into action and make them really happen.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, I think what we can see in the findings and what has come out in these revelations is a mixture of vested interest, in some cases self-interest, and also simply that the issue hasn't yet been high enough on the agenda internationally, right? There hasn't been enough attention from media and perhaps from the public, and politicians and decision makers haven't yet been feeling the pressure. These leaks have definitely changed that, and we hope as more stories come out, that pressure is only going to increase and force government leaders to pay attention and to take real action.
I was speaking there to Maximilian Haywood, advocacy coordinator and expert on financial integrity for Transparency International.